you know, we've talked about it before. Do FDR's words still ring true? We have nothing to fear but fear itself. The idea of remaining safe. Well, that was the theme last night at the convention, Make America Safe Again. What does safe mean to you? And what about the mindset collectively, psychologically? Let's visit this morning with our good friend, Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, drjohnb.com, the website. Good morning.
Well, good morning, and to you. How does that sound, Dave? Hope you're having a good day on this warm week we're in right now.
Yeah, it's going to get a little bit warmer. Well, certainly in terms of American, I guess, nerves being frayed, the heat's been on out there. It was the old phrase my parents said, it's going to be a long, hot summer. And you could sense tension, you know, 40-some years ago, nearly 50 years ago, and we have it again. It's come back around. You've got your hand on the pulse psychologically. What do you think?
Well, I think people are fearful. I think people, in general, obviously you're going to have exceptions, but I think when people turn on the news and there's a murder and there are shootings and there are assassinations and we've got people, even yesterday, someone, I guess, from Afghanistan in Turkey, or excuse me, in Germany, attacked someone with a knife and an axe handle on a train. And so it seems like every day there is something going on. Now, granted, things get magnified when you have the media doing it, as they do, you know, picking up on what are the eventful events. And unfortunately, those are usually the bad events. But I think as a whole, there is a certain uncertainty. There are race situations in the country. There are obviously status, you know, concerns, there's economic concerns, there just the affordability of life, the economy, future terrorist attack, Social Security. Everyone I talk to seems to have some concerns right now. I do like that, Roosevelt, we have nothing to fear but fear itself, or even the Winston Churchill, you know, in terms of we shall fight them everywhere. And I think that what the country as a whole, I think, is looking for leadership, looking for someone who can try to put everything into a plan and outlook that can make people feel more comfortable. I think right now people themselves, they're dealing with their own spirituality. What do they believe in God? They're dealing with things as families. Mm-hmm. I know people we're working with comment they tell the children to be particularly watchful, to be doing safe things. So there is this type of uncertainty and some concern. Like, I really haven't seen in a long time, Dave. It's interesting to see, and it doesn't appear to be going away. I think we seem to have an acceleration. Let's hope that we as a family, we as a country, can get some real direction in terms of where we're going, what we're working at, and how we can all pull together as a team, as the American unum.
Does the fear get fueled by anger, or does anger get fueled by fear? Which way does it normally go? Which way does the arrow go normally?
Well, I think they can go both ways. You can. I think anger probably is going to be better being angry than fearful. you know, within reason. Yeah. Meaning, if you're fearful, that tends to stop you from doing anything. But legitimate anger is going to get you to be making precautions, preparing, and trying to make sure you defend yourself. A better thing than either is preparation, moving forward, making good decisions, risk-taking in the sense of recognizing what the risks are. Because even if you're in a house, a meteor could blow up your house, or you could have a sinkhole that could take your house down below. Now, those are unlikely, but there's no place that's completely safe. I just feel that reasonably we stay away from places that we think might be dangerous or something, you know, might happen. And it's hard to know because, as you can see, there are soft targets that people are going for. I guess I think, too, we don't want to change our life style.
That's the goal of enemies. They want us to
right.
do that. If we can get them to change their lifestyle dramatically, we win. And
what we want to do is prepare, okay? Be aware. Notice your surroundings.
Yeah.
And not to the point that you don't lead a normal life, Dave, but common sense does say we are in a world where there are even more kidnappings there for children. I mean, these are times that these are difficult times. I just think we have to prepare. I also firmly do believe in spirituality, and having faith can be a very, very strong thing. And if you don't have that, you then have to unify among friends, family, and just make good decisions. Because you're right, the goal of a terrorist or people that are causing havoc in a society is to try to stop people from leading their normal life and doing things they would normally do. And that's why we don't want to allow that, you know, we don't want to allow that to happen. And I believe Americans as a whole have always been able, when the crisis comes, to move forward and make good decisions and move forward. But we have to do it as a nation, as a country. We can't be doing it as a whole group of tribes all angry, fighting with each other. We have to really be doing it as one society, seeing ourselves as Americans, as a team, with a belief in our future and a belief in what we offer the world and what we can do. I really think that's lacking in a lot of quarters, Dave, and I think as a result there's a lot of almost a malaise, if you will, or indecisive, or I don't know, it's just kind of a real negativity. I think we want to try to get some of the adelante, you know, moving forward and really being positive and doing things in the right direction. And I have total faith that Americans, you know, we can do that. Even in a changing America, it's a time maybe to really work at saying we're Americans, we're moving forward, we work together. I think that's very important.
Words of wisdom here from the doctor, Dr. John B. He's not running for office here. He will not be speaking at any of the political conventions, but that's because we have him here all to ourselves here in mid-Michigan, which we love to do. And at times the folks down in Florida as well.
I might add, a wise person does not get involved in politics, in my feeling. My dad always said, John, never get involved in an activity that an election determines the quality of your life. My feeling, I try to be advisor and helpful anyone trying to improve the country, but I do think politics is a very dangerous game. Fun to watch,
yeah,
but a very difficult one to be in.
And then, of course, you know, if anybody recruits you for it, go the other direction, because it's like Groucho once said, I don't want to be a member of a club that'll have me as a member. So, you know, if they come looking for you, you got to watch out, too. DrJohnB.com is the website where the podcast will exist here very soon. The philosophy and the, not the philosophy, but the psychology of fear in a world trying to stay measured, stay safe, and anger, how it plays into that. Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, always good to talk to you, my friend.
Same to you, my friend. Bye-bye.
All right, more ahead. Morning Wake Up. Don't go away. 1320 WILS.